And this year for priests, focus is being placed on the role of the parish priest in the life of the church following in the footsteps of St. John Vianney. Father Ryan Paulos Atto is a parish priest to the Christian faithful of Mar Kharda Church in the Diocese of Erbil, northern Iraq. He spoke with us about his joys and his difficulties, and above all his pride in the Iraqi people and the Iraqi church.
March 2007, I was nominated to work in Erbil city as a parish priest. The church was closed. I went there. There were no people coming to the church. I started working, receiving every day 5 to 6 families immigrated from Baghdad and from Mosul. The first thing I realized, it was welcoming the families from Baghdad who speak Arabic. I suggested to make a liturgy in Arabic because in Ankawa they say the liturgy in Chaldean, absolutely. I started making courses in Kurdish language. From that course, there were 100 people. They got a benefit just from one course. They were rehabilitated to the Kurdish society, and they put on their curriculum vitae. They know the Kurdish language. So the church was able welcoming these families and make them able to communicate with the society. There are people I know, they are immigrating from Iraq to outside just because they don't have a very clear future for themselves and for their children. I encouraged many, many people to come back in Iraq and they will have a very good future because I believe in my country. There is life in my country. The martyrs who gave us the testimony, Father Raghid, Bishop Raho, I saw the signs of remaining inside Iraq. But we need good leaders.